ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens try to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin.
You're listening to Rosie on the House, where we come together every Saturday morning to answer your questions about home improvement and home maintenance. And the topic of the day today is, what do we do and how best to spoil our pets? How to make sure they're the most comfortable they can be.
May I interject something?
Absolutely.
As if you're just joining the broadcast, I'm actually up in Prescott at the Prescott Resort for the annual conference that's held by the Arizona Community Tree Council. And as we were going to break, Mr. Taylor was saying the best form of shade is a tree. And you got a standing ovation by about 200 tree industry workers. We're sitting in front of arborists, guys working on their arborist certification, people up here for safety training and law training. And they went wild.
Tell them they're quite welcome.
I'm pretty sure if any of them ever need pet needs, you're going to be the first one they call.
Tell them thanks a lot.
Well, we were talking about keeping the pets comfortable and in shade. And offline during the break, you were talking about a tip you've come up with on how you create the most strategic shade structure, maybe when a tree isn't available. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you orientate your shade structures when you get out on site and assess the needs of the homeowner and the pet?
Yeah, what we've found over the years is that the sun is always slightly to the south, no matter if it's winter or summer. And the hottest part of the day is usually between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if strategically, if at all possible, if you can situate your shade, whether it be livestock shade or even we do barns, we do hay shade, any type of shade you're going to put up, even carports, if you can face the low end of that shade to the southwest, you'll get more shade for your dollar. It actually, in the afternoon, it'll cast a shade that will go, I don't know, 50 feet or more. Whereas if you situate it the opposite direction, you're basically wasting your money.
You know, one of the most peculiar remodeling projects I've ever been involved with in my entire life, and I've been involved with some pretty peculiar ones, was a client wanted us to build a pretty significant aviary for their pet macaw, and it was the size of a big size Ramada. It was the size of what most people would consider an outdoor kitchen area, entertainment area. So it was a big aviary. And we were very distressed that after we finished this, we got a call from the fire department that the macaw got out. And boy, that was a major anxiety moment for us.
Absolutely.
What does a macaw even cost?
That right now about $2,500 so they are expensive. We actually are working with a company down in Maricopa that they have macaws. He breeds them and actually sells the offspring, and it's quite common. Anything less than about an 8-gauge wire, they can bite. I'm talking steel. They can bite right through it. I mean, and he's constantly putting patches on these holes where these macaws are going out, and they're pretty ornery as far as especially when if he'll put a male with a female when that female's in heat or in season, that male can be very aggressive. But they actually chew holes in the steel and get out. So right now we're working with this. It's called leaf and feather. Yeah, and we're actually building aviaries for them. But yeah, it's no doubt about it. A macaw could chew right through steel.
Well, we were very, very fortunate that the fire department in the city we were working in actually had someone with some amount of experience of recapturing these. And I guess if you take the fire truck and you wet them enough, they get wet, waterlogged enough where they'll kind of sail down to the ground, and then you can capture them. And but that's exactly what this macaw had done. We used hog wire.
Yeah,
we had lined the entire thing with hog wire, but with absolute confidence that There's no way a bird can chew through that. He chewed a hole in there. You could drive a truck through.
Absolutely, hogwire's no match for a macaw.
Yeah. Another important point with the expensive birds is that also the food is expensive. So what you have to do is you got to make sure when you're building your aviary that the openings are small enough not to let the natural little birds come in and
sparrows.
eat the expensive food that you're buying for your or purchasing for your bird.
Well, now that's a dimension I never thought of. I've thought of how you keep the bird in, but now you got to think about how to keep the birds out.
Exactly.
Golly. Now, some of the other things you do for smaller pets and the dogs and the cats is create environments that give them access in and out of homes where they have their own little domains.
Absolutely. When it comes to doggy doors, it's important that you pick, you have to pick the right one as far as you want the best quality doggy door, and also one that's energy efficient. We have partnered up with it's called All About Pets. This guy's been doing this for 16 years here in the Valley, and his name's Eric. He's the best I've ever seen, and he actually has the best product. These are doggy doors that actually lock from the inside. They have a locking mechanism like a deadbolt, so there's no way a burglar can get in. It's a half-inch composite material that is... once that's locked down, there's no way to be that's one concern is burglars.
It is, and pets doors are something we talk a lot in our home security topic. So we're going to talk more about allowing access for the dogs and this pet door. I want to find out more about All About Pets, because I tell people don't put in pet doors, but maybe you found one here I can recommend. We'll be right back.
Show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at RosieOnTheHouse.com.